The Popstorian Podcast with Chris and Ben.
Wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet.
A date which will live in infamy.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck and cover.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Great power. Great responsibility.
Well, hello and welcome to another minisode from the Popstorian Podcast. I'm Ben.
And I'm Chris.
Chris, you're so excited today. What's going on?
I'm drinking coffee in a car.
a soundproof vault. If you're looking for a quiet place to record, there's no place like your car.
It's pretty good. Yeah. I made sure to get a comforter, and so hopefully that kind of muffles the acoustics a little bit, I guess.
Yes. Your acoustics are probably better than mine. So, Chris, I have another question for you. Are you ready?
Go ahead, Ben. Ready.
So, last time I was asking you about the public
like
domain.
Pop quiz.
Yeah, a Popstorian's pop quiz.
Popstorian quiz.
Popstorian quiz. No, I'm going to stop.
I'll just call it a pop quiz. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Ben. I'm sorry. Please continue.
I'm just going to ask the question. So last time we talked about the public domain and about what franchises we were looking forward to seeing enter that realm of freedom. This time, I want to go even further back in history and talk about Napoleon. So there was a Napoleon movie that came out late last year, directed by Ridley Scott, very popular director, and starring Joaquin Phoenix as the great French general / emperor / historical figure of note. And, I don't think either of us are experts on that movie by any means, but the press surrounding it was very critical of the historical accuracy of the movie. There's actually a guy, shout out to Fake History Hunter, who I follow on Twitter, and you can follow on other platforms as well. Do you know Fake History Hunter?
I have not. I'll have to look him up now.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. He likes to do analysis of, popular articles and things and debunk some of the myths that surround historical events and movies and things. But he's talking about, in this scene, this didn't actually happen. For example, I think they have Napoleon at the execution of Marie Antoinette. And of course he was, fighting in a battle somewhere else. And, things like, this style of dress wasn't popular. And it got me thinking, as a historian, Chris, which you are, you're a qualified historian, graduated with a history degree, worked in museums, and, done all this stuff, and continue your research into history. When you're watching movies and TV shows, or, reading books or novels or listening to podcasts, what historical inaccuracy just drives you nuts? Like, what is it that you're like, oh, I can't believe people still aren't getting that right? Like, even after all these years, after all this time, they still can't get that fact right.
I don't usually have that feeling. So I tend to avoid historical fiction in the literary sense. There's a few books I do still enjoy it, but I read subjects or time periods that I know nothing about. So I'm like, it doesn't bother me if I see something. I'm like, yeah, that's not how that happened. Films, it's kind of a similar thing with films. Like, I look at films and say, that's a movie. That's not meant to teach me the facts of it. If it might like whet my appetite. I look at historical fiction as an appetizer, not the main meal. And so I'm like, oh, that makes me interested. I'm going to go see if that really happened. One example is a movie that I really enjoy. It's called The Darkest Hour. Stars Gary Oldman as Churchill. And it's a fantastic film. I get emotional when I watch it. It really hits you in the feels. Mm. And I really wanted to look up and like, did that train scene really happen? Did he really go on the underground and talk to these people and make that really great speech? It didn't. He didn't go on the underground. I looked that up. And I'm like, oh, does that take away from the movie? It doesn't take away from the movie. It's still a great movie.
Yeah.
So I think if you're going to go, I don't mind historical fiction films depicting inaccuracies like that. If it helps the storyline, I think it makes for a good movie. What I would encourage people to do was realize, use your critical thinking, being like, okay, would that actually have made sense for Napoleon to be there when Marie Antoinette's getting killed? Probably not. So go find a really good book. I haven't read any Napoleon biographies. The one on my list is by Andrew Roberts. I think it's Andrew Roberts. So I'm really looking forward to reading that. I don't know if I get to it this year or not. But like, find yourself a good biography and find yourself some good history books, or a good documentary if you want to do a double feature, like watch Napoleon and find a really good documentary.
Right.
So I'm not like going to bag on a lot of biopics because they didn't get the costumes right.
Sure.
I mean, there are some films out there that kind of bother me. One, I will tell you was one.
Okay. All right. I'll take
300. The movie 300 just irritates me.
Oh man. You went straight for the jugular of the historically inaccurate movies.
I'm sorry. That one really does bother me. I'm willing to get past, like, I've learned a lot about Braveheart. I've learned Braveheart's not that accuracy. The Patriot, I've heard a lot of things about. And I'm actually a little bit more knowledgeable about American history in the Revolutionary period than I am with Scottish history. So sure. The Patriot actually hits me a little bit more than Braveheart, but I've learned to get past those. They're good movies, you know. Enjoy them for what they are.
Sure.
For whatever reason, I cannot take 300 seriously. It just hits. But that's my piece of advice. Just find yourself a good documentary. Do a compare and contrast thing.
That's great.
Sorry, advice. I gave homework instead of.
No, but that's
I gave
that's
homework great. Instead of criticism.
No, but you definitely, well, I mean, you gave me a criticism with 300. I'm going to go out on a limb here a little bit and ask a further question. Is a historical inaccuracy in a movie, can that actually advance the cause of historical investigation or knowledge of the past? Like, does that scene you were talking about with Churchill giving a speech in the underground, like that piqued your curiosity about Churchill and caused you to go out and get yourself more educated. So did that inaccuracy do a public service by being in the film and causing you to get curious?
I've heard the argument both ways. I know I was just listening to a historian. I forget his name. He was on a podcast and being interviewed, and he was very critical of Napoleon because of the inaccuracies. And he was like, people go to the movies for a history lesson, and you know, you there's that. And then I just already told you that I disagree with that sentiment. I think it can whet your appetite to go digging more. Unfortunately, I think a lot of people are just going to be like, you know what? That's all I need. I just need that little tidbit, that little appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it could go either way. It just depends on who's watching the movie.
Right. And I guess the foremost responsibility of a storyteller is to tell a good story. So it's, you know, try not to do any harm by facts that you leave behind. You know, the historical placement of Napoleon exactly where he was it's probably not all that important of a fact for people to know in their day-to-day lives.
Yeah. But that does bring up the question, I think, of like what was the important takeaway? Like what did you take away from that film? So is that something like emotional that you like catharsis that you could like really work through in that artistic moment? Mm-hmm. Or was there actual historical data there to make you like rethink some strategy or maybe some life choices? So yeah.
So it sounds to me like what you're saying is engaging with critical thinking is probably the best approach.
That's what I would say. Yes, indeed.
Nice. I like the way you think, Chris.
Critically.
It's absolutely critical the way you think. And I mean that in the best way.
Oh, thanks, Ben. I want to finish up my coffee.
All right. You finish your coffee. My last one. I'll remind people to subscribe to us. If you're new to the show, in recent weeks, we've transitioned to a video format as well. You can find us on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe and like our videos on there. Leave comments. If you're still listening to us on audio, we encourage that. You can subscribe to us wherever you find a good podcast. And be sure to leave us comments there. If you want to send us an email, if you have a suggestion for a minisode topic, or you want to let us know what you think of the show, popstorian@gmail.com is the way to do that. Did I miss anything?
Follow us on X and Facebook and wherever.
Oh, yes.
You do your socials.
We're on the socials. Be social with us. We're social, sociable people here at the Popstorian Podcast.